Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me for the second shiur of the day. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Simin Shin Yud Zayin Se'ifim Beis Gimel and Dalid. This is page Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So we are up to Sif Beis at the very end of page 262. And again, we're continuing to discuss the halachos of kosher on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nishmatu lo ritzuos minel v'sandal osha nishmat rov haregel. If the straps of your shoe or your sandal came undone, or fell off, or the majority of that which covers the foot on the shoe fell off, you're allowed to put the straps back in as long as you don't do kosher, as long as you don't tie them. Says Ramav, as long as it's not too much of a tircha to do so. If it requires a significant tircha, then it's going to be also because of a gezeira that you might come to knot it. So one thing that one iser is to actually knot the straps, and the other is not to do anything that involves tircha, lest you come to knot the straps. Says the Mishmur Sivkat and Tazayin Nishmatu Aval Beminal Chadosh. If it's a brand new shoe, Asalit and Rotsos Meshabes Avilu Amnak of Rachav the Misakin Mana. Then there's a third issue, and that is Tikkun Mana. If you're lacing up a new shoe for the first time, that shoe was never usable before. Now you're putting the laces in for the first time, or the straps in for the first time, that's tikkun mana, that's makabe patish. And the same is true of any other garment that needs some sort of string or drawstring or something like that. You're going to leave it there forever, and therefore that's called tikkun mana. Aval But to put a belt into your pants is totally mutter, because you're not going to leave the belt there forever. Belts go in and out of pants. Similarly, some of the poskim say, the Dirshu quotes, if let's say you're putting on funny colored laces for Purim or something like that, to look different, so it's something that clearly is not meant to be there forever, so if it's meant to be just put in and out, so that's going to be mutter. Rova regal sufkat yizayin shemenalim shalema yuasum prakum uchubar mal yedei ritzuos. Their shoes were made out of different pieces and they were attached through straps. Ukshenishmat chelek haminal shal rova regal mimkomo. So if the part of the shoe that covers the majority of the foot has slipped out of place, you can reattach it using the straps. And some say that it's not that the part of the shoe that covers the majority of your foot has slipped out of place, but that your foot keeps slipping out of the shoe because it's not so well attached. And therefore you want to put the strap in a different hole to tie it tighter onto your foot so that your foot won't keep slipping out of the shoe. So we said you're allowed to do that as long as you don't do kosher. And in Sivkat and Yud Ches are Ritzuos L'mekomot, you're allowed to put back the straps into their place. For Dafkos and Ritzuos al Ritzuos Chadosh Shlo Eisos Shemitchila Asu Demikri Misakin Mana. Only if you keep putting back the old strap, you're just putting it back into place. But if you're putting a new strap into place, that's a violation of Tikkun Mana. Yotes Shlo Yikshar, as long as you're careful not to tie any knots. Pirish Shlo Yase Kesher Brosho Shlo Yishamet, meaning you might want to tie a knot at the end of the strap so that it doesn't slip through the hole or slip out of place. That's aser. Because if you remember, we said that even though normally you require a double knot in order for something to be a kesher shel kayama, but when you tie the end of a string around itself and the intention is that it should stay there, that knot should be very tight and stay there, that's a kesher shel kayama even if it's not a double knot. Below tareach, sivkat al chaf, ahenu shanekev rach. That this heter is only if it's easy to put the strap in. It's not a tircha, which means that the hole that you're lacing the strap through is a wide hole. The Acharim say, well, wait a second. If there's a chashash of shemi yikshar and people are nohig to be kosher even when there's a wide hole, so then you have to worry about that. And when the hole is very narrow, if the hole is very narrow, then even if there's no concern that you might come to be kosher, there's this separate concern of tircha. So he says, in our shoes, where it's very typical to tie a knot at one end of the string, you're not allowed to put that string in because it's a chashash that you might come to tie a knot. So essentially, the checklist you need to go through before you put a strap into a shoe or a string into a shoe is, number one, am I doing an act of kosher? Number two, am I doing something that is a chashash of kosher, that's it's normally done with kosher, and therefore it's a chashash midrabanan of kosher? And number three, is it tikkun mana? Am I creating a new kli? So only when you steer clear of all three of those things, only then are you in good shape. Sif gimel, matirin beis hatzaver mikesher shaksharo koves. You're allowed to untie the neck strings from the knot that the launderer ties the garment together by the neck. Sheino kesher shal kliyama, because it's not a kesher shal kliyama. Aval ein poschenos hamichadosh misakin manahu. But you're not allowed to open up a brand new. You're not allowed to open it up for the first time, because that's considered a tikkun mana. Sif katan chafal of mishmur sheino kesher shal kliyama sheino asu the sky. Because it's only meant to last until you bring it home. However, there are those that are machmir, unless it was meant to be undone on the very same day that the koves tied it. The mesakin manahu. If it's a tikkun mana, then it's going to be makab patish, which is gemar melach of something. Says the Rama, afilu kvar niftach rak shechazer uman uksharo tvaru biyachad kederek shum ninosin. Even if it's already been opened up, but the uman then closed it back up again, it could be that it's a tikkun mana. V'lachein also the natik olachtuch zug shel menolim atfur miyachad kederek shum ninosin afagav de tfira eina shel kayama. He says, therefore, if you have a pair of shoes that you gave to the shoemaker, and in order that he shouldn't lose the shoes, or one shouldn't be separated from the other, he stitches them, he sews them together, then you're not even allowed to undo that stitching, even though it's not shalkayama, because while it's true when it comes to the melacha of kosher, we distinguish between shalkayama and not shalkayama, when it comes to the melacha of tofer, we make no such distinction. However, there are those that are makil by a tefira sheina shel kayama, but we should not be makil on that in front of an amaretz who will not understand why we are being makil. That this is talking about that the uman ties the beged closed to the point that you can't really untie it unless you just cut the strings or snap them out of place. And therefore, that's tikkun mana, because you're opening up the strings anew. If you have a shirt that the strings are all, the drawstrings are all tied together in a way that you can't untie them, then you could for sure snap the strings. Because it's not called the kesher if it's meant to be untied whenever you need to use it. But that also you shouldn't do in front of an amaretz, except for bitzina, unless it's being done bitzina. Probably a shoelace would be similar, that if shoelaces are tied so tight that you can't get your foot into them, and it's just knotted really, really tightly, so you could probably just snap them and cut the strings, because it's clearly meant to be undone. Al karach tzarich lomar desfila liyam shel shlomo, that the yam shel shlomo must hold didafka kshchazru min ksharu asul enatek, that when the shulchan aruch says that if the uman reties it, you're not allowed to be menatek it, that's only if he went and retied it. Avil shark shiro shari ken kasumagin avram. But if it's not an uman that did it, it's any other tying, that's going to be mutter. V'atam efshar dekishek kisharo hu uman b'shas melach yesh b'zem yishum makab patish kishachotcho menatko achar kach. Because it could be that if the uman tied it together at the time that he was doing his melacha, when you snip it afterwards, that's going to be makab patish to gemar melacha. You're completing his malacha. Avil shark shirush nikshurachar shekvar nigmar abeged ein shayich b'zem yishum makabatish k'sheminatko achar kach. But any other knotting that happened after the beged was already done, it's not going to be makabatish. V'yemeinu raga lahatir hakesher shel hakutonis elem yishabes l'shabes. Let's say you only untie the strings on your shirt from one Shabbos to another, then asalinate k'mod asalahatir. Then you're not allowed to undo it. You're not allowed to untie it, and you're not allowed to snap it open, right? So there's some people that say they tie their tie once and then they leave it that way. They just hang it up, like, you know, they just loosen it over their head and they'll leave it that way because they're too lazy to tie their tie, or they don't know how or whatever, or someone tied for them a perfect knot once or whatever the svara is. So it could be that untying such a tie would be asur on Shabbos. Umikol makom darko lasos aniva ubelo kavana nikshar dino kikesh shasir la'ati b'chol yom. But if the intention was to make a bow and then you accidentally made a knot, so that's like something that's meant to be untied every single day, and therefore you're allowed to undo it. Sifkat and chav dalid osin. We said like the umnin are osin shatofen oso ad shenigmar melachto, that they'll often tie something together or stitch something together till they finish their malacha, because it's just easier for them to work with it when there aren't so many openings in the baguette. So sifkat and chav hey natek o lachtoch. So this was saying that you're not allowed to snap or cut a pair of shoes that are sewn or stitched together. And the reason seems to be because it looks like korei al menas l'saken, that you're ripping something apart in order to achieve a tikkun, that you now have two separate shoes that are both usable. Kol kasher shu asu l'zman v'lo l'tmidus, any knot that's made just for a short time and not meant to stay. V'afilu mukesher amit, even if it's a very strong knot, yesh l'hakal al yidei en yehudi l'kshar l'hatir mul tzorach harbe. We could be makel by having a non-Jew tie it or untie it if there's a great need, davi shvus teshvus, because it's a shvus teshvus, meaning if it's only made for a short amount of time, then everyone agrees that it's only derabanan. Both the mechaber, the ramah, everyone would agree if it's enoshal kayama, that it's only a derabanan. And therefore, you could certainly ask a non-Jew to do that if there is a great tzorech in doing so. And finally, sif dalit, koshrin dli, you can tie a bucket, b'meshicha o ba'avnet uchayotze bo, avlo b'chevel. You could tie a bucket with a belt or something like that, something that you're certainly not going to leave attached to the bucket, but not with a rope that would be a typical rope that you would tie a bucket with and leave there forever. That's specifically talking about a bucket that is that remains in the, by the, attached to the bar. But our buckets are not kavua in any bar, and therefore it would not be a kesher shel kayama anyway, even if it were tied with a rope. Mishnah Brura, Dili Sivkat Nchavav, Sivza Ayri Kishakosha, Dili La Be'er Shia Lishov Bomayim. This is talking about where you're attaching the bucket to the well in order to draw water from the well. The same would be true if the part of the rope that's attached to the bucket itself snaps. That if you're using a belt or something like that that is valuable and you would never want to leave it there, it's going to be mutter. But if you're tying it with a rope that you would plan on leaving there, that's going to be aser. Unless you tie a bow, as we'll soon see. And even if your intention is only to tie it there for a short time, it's going to be aser. What's unique about a meshich or an avnet is that these are chashva items that you would never be mevatel there. And therefore it's a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Aval b'chevel, but a real rope, afilu chevel de garanti du chashv, even a very expensive rope, we're going to aser even a very expensive rope because we're going to make a gzeira atu, an inexpensive rope which you would be mevata lavi shel kayama. That our deloyim are not kavua there, and therefore you're clearly going to undo it and untie it, and therefore it's considered to be not shel kayama. So again, to review what we did today, in Siv Beis we said that if you're questioning whether you could put straps in your shoe, you need to go through three concerns. Number one, are you violating kosher? Number two, are you doing an action that normally involves kosher and therefore a gzeira atu kosher? And number three, is this a violation of tikkun mana itself? Like when you're sticking straps into a very narrow opening, there's a fourth thing. Is it a toreach, right? Anything that's a toreach is going to be an isser as well. Like sticking laces into a very teeny tiny opening. Siv Gimel, we learned that you're allowed to undo the beis hatzavar of a garment that the koves had tied because it's not a kesher shel kayama. But if you're the first one opening it up, then that's a violation of tikkun mana. And we said that if you have a pair pair of shoes that are stitched together. You're not supposed to untie it on Shabbos, even though it's Einah Shel Kayama, because this is Tofer, it's not kosher. And then in Sevdal, we said that you could tie a bucket to a well with something that is clearly not meant to be there permanently, like a belt or something like that, but not with a rope, even an expensive rope, because most ropes are meant to be there permanently, and therefore it's a low plug, even on expensive ropes as well. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Sifim Hei Vav and Zayin, which will bring us to the end of Simin Shin Yud Zayin. Tomorrow should be regular time, regular place. Be'ez Hashem, that's the plan. Okay, have a good night, everybody.